Hey, welcome back to Lang's Bogs, another episode, and I get to be here with an amazing geek, and your name is?
Matthew,
part of our bunch of geeks here at Gull Lake Community Schools. Matthew is currently taking what course here?
Computer science and independent certification.
Independent certification. So tell us a little bit about about what your passions are, or about how that even became your passion. So let's rewind a little bit. When you took this course and you decided on the curriculum that you wanted to do, how did you decide? How did you know it was your passion? And where are you today?
Well, so right now I'm doing game development. But originally, when I came into this class, I wasn't even in the slightest looking at game development. And, you know, right now it's game development, and it might change. But I was looking at, like, AI and just kind of programming, and I was looking at Python and whatnot. And then I actually don't remember why I started doing the game development.
Right.
I've tried to remember. I don't know why. But...
Now, we have a couple other students in the class that are working on their game development, and maybe you just heard them talking about it, or me talking about it, and maybe it sparked your interest a little bit. Are you good with the choice of maybe going in and learning more about game development?
As far as I'm aware, I'm going to do it for next year and as much as I can, but I might try something else.
But right now, your passion is kind of game development, right?
Yeah, I'm going to go as far as I really can with that. And I'm not going to get to the expert level kind of certifications. I'm just going to grab a few, quite a bit, and then I want to do some other stuff.
Very cool. So let's talk, if you don't mind, for those listening, game development, kind of a big buzz term among young adults and teens and older as well. What was the first kind of certification that you worked on for game development?
Well, I started with 3D. I skipped 2D. I went right into 3D game development, but I was really using that to work towards the VR game development, and they're very similar. So I got a certificate of completion for this 3D course, and then I kind of had a bunch of skills from that, and it translated perfectly into the VR, so I was able to get the VR one pretty easily.
Awesome. So if I'm following you right, as you mentioned, the 3D is just a certificate of completion.
Yeah.
You'll get out of it what you put into it, would you say?
Pretty much.
So again, you could click on through all them all and say, oh, I got my certificate of completion, but not know a thing.
Yeah.
Right. Or I really liked how you you had problems. You were researching things on the internet. You were trying to solve those problems because in anything, you know, granted, you were following along with a curriculum by Udemy.
Yes.
All right. Some videos. But as we know, things get outdated. Software gets updated. So what they have on their end may look different than what you're doing on your end.
Yeah.
There may be bugs that are introduced that you're not sure why. But you as a developer, a game developer, have to work through those and do a lot of research. And so I believe that's a great part of learning, if you will.
I think that course that I did, because it was so outdated and I had so many issues with it, I think it actually helped me significantly more. So I'm actually kind of glad it sucked.
It had those problems, right?
I'm glad it, yeah.
Yeah, because like you mentioned, you know, and others as well, and other certifications that they're getting, things aren't just going to be following word for word and click for click anymore. I mean, you're going to experience technical difficulties. The big part of this, really, is that certificate of completion is learning how to work through those issues, getting on to social or networking websites that you can ask questions to people and learning how to Google, and maybe even using a little AI, to help you.
It's always one step forward, two steps back.
Yeah.
It's always fixing issues. Like, it's just how efficiently can you fix these 10 issues?
Yeah.
And that's what I got done today.
Yeah. And really, that's a skill that is so critical, not only in life, but in a developer, right? Because you're going to have 5 issues, and then okay, now I fixed one, and now I got 10 issues. Now I fixed two. Now I got 20. I mean, it's just gonna every day, you know. If you're not geared to handle that, you're not gonna be able to just sit at home when you've got your amazing company for developing all these games and raise your hand and wait for somebody to come over and show you or do it for you, right? You've got to learn how to do it yourself.
And the problems don't go away with experience. The better I get, the more problems I get, because you're expanding your scope and your range of what you're trying to do. So it's just more problems.
More problems. But you're learning how to solve those problems, right?
You can solve them faster.
There you go. And you learn new tools, too, I'm sure, right? And as tools advance and stuff like that, so does, you know, your solving abilities. Because you may use this tool to solve that problem, but this tool is really good at solving that problem kind of thing. Awesome. So you got your certificate of completion, and then as you mentioned, you then jumped into the VR, because really that's what you wanted to get into, you thought was really cool. And so you started your VR certification and worked through that. And what certification did you get?
The straight from Unity, the official certified user VR developer.
Beautiful. And I got a certificate right in front of us here. It's a beautiful looking certificate, don't you think?
Yeah.
Very cool. Now, have you updated your electronic portfolio with your certificate?
Yes.
Very nicely done.
I made a LinkedIn too.
And you made, and now, you made a LinkedIn account, and where you can put those certificates on. And so for any of you gamers out there, everybody knows Unity, right?
Yeah.
You see the Unity's logos on this game was made by this and that game was made by that. And so you're actually learning how to use their software to build VR games, which is super cool, right?
And sometimes it's Unity is not just always making video games, you know, like your classic video game that you play, but companies can use Unity for, you know, like simulations, and I mean it's a
great
powerful
point.
Software. Like I don't know, there's a bunch of R&D kind of stuff you can do with Unity. It's not just games.
So having that again on your LinkedIn, having that on your resume, it's just, as you mentioned, it's just not video games.
Yeah.
There's so many cool things you can do with that software.
Yes.
Besides video games. Really cool. So that's a good point, Matthew. I didn't even think about that. So as you mentioned, some companies are using it to maybe render some new 3D product or something. Tell me, because sorry for this, you know way more about Unity than I do. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Well, I think, not to avoid your question, but I think a better software kind of example is Blender, which is primarily used to make 3D models, but people make movies in Blender.
Make movies in Blender.
Yeah, animations.
Animations.
Textures, paintings.
Beautiful. So you use Blender to help with some of your backgrounds and your characters and stuff like that?
But you can animate an entire movie in Blender.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Unity kind of has that kind of power, so maybe if you want to show like a simulation of something, you know, I can't think of a perfect example, but you know, you're showing somebody like a demo, kind of like, or let's say you're like an architect and you're designing a city, you can design that in Unity, and you can program this whole thing where you're going through this city layout that you're designing.
Yeah, so
like
cool.
That. So architects can use Unity.
So cool. Yeah. Maybe car designers, you know, walk through these cars, you know, look through it. It's so cool. So like you mentioned, yes, you're getting your certificate in VR, but you're working in Unity. And as you mentioned, people see that on your resume and on your portfolio. You can transfer those skills to use in the automotive industry, in the architect industry, in the building industry, and you know, so cool. That's so cool. So, yeah. And again, you're learning to solve problems too. So, very cool. So, so you got that VR, and what are you working on now? What's your goal?
Right now, I'm doing C#, which is the common programming language, and I don't even really want to do it, but I have to do it to get to the next ones.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a C#1 that I'm doing right now, and then I'll be moved on to the intermediate, and then there's two or three more that I'm going to do, and that's it. I'm gonna stop.
Move on. There you go. So like you mentioned, you know, in VR development, you got to know a little bit more about programming in C# if you want to go to that next level, right?
Yeah.
So very cool. So you've got, again, you have your independent educational plan set out for you, what you want to do, the courses that you want to take. Do you think this is a good way to learn?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you hear that? Yeah, out there in the virtual world. Yeah. So you're saying that you would rather choose your educational plan rather than me standing in front of you and telling you to click on this button, open up this application, and do that?
More than anything, yeah.
Because you control your destiny, don't you?
I could stop my certification right now and go do cybersecurity certifications if I wanted to right now.
If you wanted to.
Yeah.
Because we all know in life, you know, when you first start, and we talk about this, the honeymoon phase, right? You first start something, man, this is so cool. And then we get burned out on it, all right? Maybe your passions change. Maybe somebody else is getting their certification in this, and you're curious about that. And so that's what's cool about this is like you mentioned, I want to start learning more about networking. I want to learn more about security. I want to learn how to build computers and how they network with each other. So.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, Matthew, I will tell you this. I am so glad that you are my student. I'm not going to let you leave my classroom for the next few years. Because right now, what grade are you in?
I'm a sophomore.
He is a sophomore. Okay, so he's got a couple more years here at Go Light Community Schools.
Yeah, it's going by too fast.
It's going by too fast, right?
Yeah.
So if you had anything to say to your listeners, what would you tell them? Matthew Clifford's final words of wisdom.
Younger students?
Anybody. Younger students, any students, about some words of wisdom that you may have for them.
I was just thinking about this the other day.
If you could go back and say, all right, I'm going to go back to my freshman year, and I'm going to tell myself something, what would you tell yourself?
I would say try as many different things as you can. Try Arduino boards and Python and RC cars. Like, try as many things as you can. And, you know, it's kind of cliche to say, like, oh, find your passion. And, you know, people say that, but, you know, they don't know how.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it just kind of comes. And, you know, you like something when in your free time you're thinking about it.
There you go.
That's how you know you like something. So if you're working and you hate your job, in your free time you're not going to be thinking about it.
Yeah, right.
So yeah, I mean, when I get out of this class, I'm thinking about game development
stuff. You're still thinking about this class.
So that's how I know I like it.
That's how you know you like it. I mean, those are great words of wisdom. And I know I like about teaching because, again, I woke up at 3 o'clock this morning thinking, man, I can't wait to do more stuff with Notion as I'm learning this cool AI for my note-taking. I mean, I love it. And I know you, Matthew. We can't see it because we don't see Matthew working, but I know you go home and you continue to develop your skills and work on your skills because you come back and you tell me, look what I've done this, look at this, look at that. And
pretty much
every day. Every day, yeah. So that's great to hear. That's great to hear.
And,
so,
and it doesn't have to be computer related.
Right.
If it's something else and it's outside of this class, no offense, but you can leave the class and go do that.
Yeah.
So
absolutely. Find your passion.
Yeah.
Great time to do that. Yes. Here at Gull Lake Schools and as high school.
And if you get it early, you're so lucky.
Yeah. You truly are.
Yeah. If you can get it before you're in college
and
later in high school, super lucky.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that is great because you can start preparing for it now.
Yeah.
And start looking at, again, your own educational plan. So awesome. Well, Matthew, again, thank you for one being my student. You're amazing. Thank you for joining Lang's Bogs, our bunch of geeks.
Yes.
You are officially a bog.
Yes.
You are a bunch of geek.
Now is when you tell them to follow you on Spotify.
There you go. See, he's teaching me things. And then click. What are they going to click this? The follow button.
Yeah, whatever.
Right.
Whatever.
Smash that follow button.
Whatever the button is.
Whatever the button is.
And then tell your friends. And
tell your friends. Absolutely. Yeah. This is the place to do it. And Matthew, because you're teaching me something, maybe I should say that at the beginning as well, or do I just say that at the end?
Well, you don't want to be obnoxious.
You don't want to be obnoxious before we start talking, right?
You could do something at the beginning.
We'll figure that out. You help teach me those things. Again, and then that's one thing I love about it, too, is you guys literally keep me on my toes and teach me so many cool new things. So thank you for teaching me about Notion.
Yep.
Now that I'm actually using it, I love it. I wish I had more AI
knowledge.
Well, AI queries that I have, because it only gives me 20. Yeah, so we'll talk about that here on another podcast. But anyways, again, thank you very much.
Yep.
Langs Boggs. Have a great one, everybody. Yep.